Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you as well, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord is well. Jesus, you have made it well, Lord, in my soul. Oh, Jesus, you have made it well in my souls. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your salvations. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is well with my soul. Sin all the blame. Jesus, we worship you, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen, Lord. Let us sing number 35 together. In the white booklet, number 35, in the white book.
So
I will, Jesus, by your grace, I will, Lord, love you, serve you. Hallelujah, with all that I have. Yes, Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All that I have. All that I have. Hallelujah. 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 I love you, Lord. I serve you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, Lord. We love you, Lord, with all that is within us. Hallelujah. With my whole heart, O Lord. Hallelujah.
I spoke about two words in the 119th Psalm. Does anybody remember what they were? Hey, somebody was listening. Anybody over here remember what they were? Yes, make me. And I said when I was a young girl, that was a word, a little phrase that we would use. You can't make me do it. Or if we were real defiant, we would say, you make me. So afterward, now Brother Ernie says, you were kind of a little rough tomboy.
You said that.
Did I say that too?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I don't even know what I say. Anyway, there were two, and I was talking about that my husband was insisting on reading all the way through the 119th Psalm. Do you remember how many verses are in there?
176.
Hey, you did listen good. 176 verses, excuse me, in one psalm. And Brother Ernie said that he and his cousin were visiting, and one night he said to his cousin, was it Eddie? Eddie. What should we read before we go to bed? Because they were raised up in preachers' homes, and they knew that was a kind of a good thing to do, read the Bible before you go to bed. And you think it might have been Eddie that suggested?
Yeah.
One of them suggested, well, what about the 119th Psalm? Well, there were two, now I'll leave the stories behind. There were two other words that gripped me in a new way. And all the probably dozens of times that I've read through the 119th Psalm in my life, in my Christian life, I never saw them. And as Brother Ernie has said many times, many people read the Bible, and you ask them afterward, what did you read? Oh, I don't know. It was a chapter somewhere in the Psalms. I don't know what I read. And you know what? I have to confess that I have read the Bible that way. I, an old lady that knows better, have read the Bible like that. And when I got through, I thought, what did you learn, Marie? What did you learn? What did you talk to God about over his wonderful infinite, marvelous words. And this song tonight threw me right back into the 119th Psalm. There were two other words that I didn't ever remember reading in the 119th Psalm. And they were, revive me. And that is five times in the 119th Psalm. In that one psalm, revive me. And I think the reason this came to me afresh tonight is because we just got through singing For Mercy So Great. And I thought, oh, yes. God has been so merciful to me. So abundant in mercy. Has he to you?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Well, some of you say so. And some of you don't realize that you don't get to live a blessed, beautiful life just because the table is spread like that for you. Sometimes there's very hard things that come. Within the last 10 years, we were called to see a person, a young man, who had died twice in the night, and he was resuscitated twice. And I'm not sure if my husband was with me or not, but anyway, a relative of this person was with me, and as we arrived, the doctor, who was an Oriental specialist, who had been with this young man in the night, walked in the door. A little bitty lady, you know, I'm tall, but this little lady doctor walked in. And she said to this young man, she didn't know who I was, and I was nobody special, but anyway, she said, I have come to talk to you today. I'll pretend you're the boy. And she said, I have come to say to you that I hope and pray you will never, 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 never overdose on drugs again. And I thought, bless your heart. She said, you know, we revived you two times. You actually died. I know, he said, I know. He said, I went up the chute. I know I died. And she said, I just want to tell you that if you ever do drugs again and kill yourself with overdoses, we wouldn't dare revive you again because we've damaged your heart by reviving you. We had to really hit your heart to get you going. And now you've already shortened your life expectancy. But you know, that didn't impress that boy. He wasn't impressed. And as far as I know, he's still doing his drugs today. But let's look just quickly, and I won't take more than 3 or 4 minutes, but I just want to refer to these words, and so you can see that revive me. I have seen people who have been revived from the dead because of drug abuse, and you need to see this in the 119th Psalm and think about it, especially if you know anybody that's into drugs. And here they are, revive me, verse 149. In Psalm 119. And here is what it says. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. And we've been singing about God's mercies so great, which I don't deserve. And actually none of us deserves mercy. But God is abundant in mercies. And here he says, hear my voice according to your loving kindness, O Lord. Revive me according to your justice. And in the 154th verse, plead my cause, redeem me, revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. And 156, great are your tender mercies. That's what we just sang about, mercies, so great. Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. And the last one is verse 159. Consider how I love your precepts. And that's what I want to impress on everybody's heart, because it's been impressed on my heart. Only in my old age, actually, did I realize that. And I said so last year, if you were here last year, and I don't want to speak it twice, but I said, it's a good thing to read the Bible out loud. Anybody remember that? I don't care if you do or not, but I mean, I do care. But it's important, because it goes in not only your mouth gate, but your ear gate and your mind are all hearing it and seeing it, and it's making an impression on you. So every day, my husband and I read the Bible out loud, sometimes 4 chapters, sometimes 8 chapters, one in one day. Because, and here, as I told you, after we read 32 verses, because it's in sections of 8, the 119th Psalm is, after we read 32 verses, I said to Charles, do you want to read more? Or you want to, oh no, we'll finish it all. We'll read the whole thing. I said, let's go for it. So we read that all out loud. Read it out loud. Read it thoughtfully. And ask yourself when you're through reading, what did God speak to me about? Consider how I love your precepts, 159. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. And I pray that we will not have to have physical reviving because we didn't take spiritual reviving. We didn't pay attention to our teachers, our leaders who pled with us. Love the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Memorize the Word of God. And as I said last year, and I probably said if I'm here next year, I don't know. But my Sunday school teachers at Full Gospel Tabernacle said, memorize the Word of God. And I was just brand new Christian. And I didn't even have a Bible. But I got one. And when the teacher gave an assignment, 1 Corinthians 13, Romans 5, Romans 12, and Matthew 5. She said to do it, but then. And the first one she gave was 1 Corinthians 13. Sister Caroline Hofflander, she was then. She became my sister-in-law. Anyway, the next Sunday she said, did anybody learn 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter? I was new, so I said, yes, I did. And I was the only one in the Sunday school class. And I was the newest one in the class. But there is a dearth and there is a lack of purpose and direction in so many hearts. And I pray that every one of you precious, lovely people that I love so much. I love every one of you. Every one of you. Every one of you will hear God say it to you. Not this old grandmother. Forgive me for getting up. But anyway, revive my heart. Fill me with new inspiration to get into that book, to learn it, to let it change me, to let my spirit be revived, brought back to life again, like I was when I first heard the message. God bless us and help us and revive us, I pray tonight. Amen. And count your mercies and blessings and name them tongue by tongue.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 214, let us say. 214.